Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of World News. And this is your host, Ashwin, wishing you a very bright, sunny Friday morning here in Chennai. In fact, I haven't seen the sun yet. And it's 3:48 a.m. while I'm recording this news. I'm going to crash right after. It's been a long day. But it's Friday, so glad it's the weekend, and hope you guys have exciting things planned. First piece on the news is that Sushma Swaraj says that the war is not a solution to any problem. Amidst the India-China border standoff, Qatar passes landmark law to get permanent residency. The auto industry is in a difficult situation, says the BMW CEO. While the Cisco boss gives an A rating to India for progress in the last 3 years. More India news, with Haryana banning government teachers from taking mobiles to classes. Wow, isn't that ridiculous? We'll come to that soon. First piece in the news is that Sushma Swaraj, voicing out her concerns about the recent military standoff between India and China. She says that we have a strong army, but war cannot be a solution to any problem. Wisdom is to resolve issues diplomatically. The standoff had started after China tried to build a road in the disputed Doklam region at the India-Bhutan and China Tri-Junction. So yes, literally China was building a road in the Bhutan Junction, in fact in the territory of Bhutan, but India went ahead and said, hey listen, this is a conflicted territory, you cannot do this. And since then, there's been a conflict and none of the countries are stepping back. So that's the India-China conflict that you should know about. Qatar passes landmark law to get permanent residency. Qatar has approved an unprecedented law that will give permission to expats to gain permanent residency, fulfilling certain conditions. Permanent residency card holders will be treated exactly like Qatari nationals for state-run educational and healthcare services and will be given priority after locals for military and civilian public jobs. This comes after amid ongoing diplomatic boycott of Qatar by Saudi-led alliance. So yes, while the rest of the Middle East is boycotting Qatar, Qatar is opening its doors to the rest of the world. The auto industry is in a difficult situation, says BMW CEO. Automaker BMW CEO Harald Kruger has said that the auto industry is in a difficult situation. This comes after Germany's three largest car makers, Volkswagen, Daimler and BMW, agreed to upgrade 5 million new diesel cars and offer trade-in rebates on older models at an emergency summit on Wednesday. The companies have been trying to avoid diesel bans across the world. Next piece on the news is that the Cisco boss would give an A for progress in the last 3 years to India. Cisco's executive chairman John Chambers, who was in India to announce creation of US-India Strategic Partnership Forum, said he would give India an A for progress in the last 3 years. He also said that 3 years ago Cisco could not manufacture in India, but now it can effectively manufacture all its products. He further mentioned that India was Cisco's top country from the sales side. Wow. Last piece on the news is extremely saddening and bizarre to hear. Haryana bans government teachers from taking mobiles to classes. Haryana on Thursday barred all government school teachers from stepping inside the classroom with mobile phones. It said that mobile phone has emerged as a single gadget which has started consuming class time of some teachers. Head of the school will be accountable if violations of this rule are reported. So yes, we've been hearing students not being allowed to take phones to schools and colleges, but listen, Haryana is better than that. They're like, teachers aren't allowed to carry phones. With that bizarre piece of news, I'm wrapping up another edition of News on the Go on the 4th of August, last for the week. You guys have a great day ahead, a great weekend. In the background, I'm leaving you with a song from a movie that I'm really looking forward to. The song's called Nazm Nazm, and it's from the movie Bareli Ki Barfi, which has Ayushman, Kriti Sanon, and Rajkumar Rao. I actually like all of them. Though Kriti Sanon is pretty to look at, not too sure about the acting. Well, Rajkumar Rao is amazing. And Ayushman, good to see him back after a long time. We'll see how that movie is. In fact, Harry Met Sejal is out this weekend, so you guys should catch that. Also, Gentleman's coming up. Lots of movies to catch. There's Toilet by Akshay Kumar. On the 4th of August, you're listening to News on the Go, and this is your host Ashwin signing off with Nazm Nazm in the background.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.